This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard over the past 24 hours right here on 560 The Joe. It is a feel-good Friday, and I am feeling great. Number one, so much good sports going on. The Euro, the Copa America Cup, basketball, playoffs, and it's the weekend. Yeah, so I'm going to get that reggae music going. Another reason I'm really excited. Last night, when I finished up at Duffy's in Plantation, that's where I host trivia on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, it's wild out there. Seriously, it was so crazy. The manager, Nikki, and even some of the staff and the regulars were coming up like, I love when you do trivia because it gets buck wild in here. And you say, how does trivia get so buck wild? It just does. People are dancing, singing, screaming, taking shots. Oh, so fun. But I got home last night around 2 o'clock in the morning, and I jumped on the TikTok. And I made my first video, and it is getting some love. I'm telling you, at Dan Day Radio on TikTok. I also posted on my Twitter page at Dan Day Radio that I'm on TikTok and I'm only one step away from being on OnlyFans, and OnlyFans retweeted that. So you know OnlyFans is coming soon. But right now, help me out with the TikTok page at Dan Day Radio. Check it out. Check out my videos. I got off this weekend, so I'm making some crazy TikTok videos. Oh, it's just going to be great. Just going to be great. I'm going to get some great stuff from the Joe Rose Show, talking with Dave Hyde about the Dolphins and some Dolphins memories. Greeny, they're interviewing Michael Kay about pretty much all things New York sports. Then finally, Joe Z, because Hawk is out, and Crowder touching on fishing. Oh, yeah. It's weekend in South Florida. What else are you going to do? National Fishing Day? Yeah. Got you covered. Right now, got you covered with the headlines. The Bucks pushed to Game 7 after winning Game 6 last night against the Nets, 104-89. Tonight, it's 76ers versus Hawks at 7:30, then Jazz Clippers at 10. Both Atlanta and LA lead the series 3-2. Precious Achiuwa missed out on making the All-NBA rookie team. Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero made the team last year. The Canes and Auburn have signed a home-and-home deal for 2029-2030. The last time the two teams played was the season opener in 1984, when Jimmy Johnson made his debut as Miami's head coach. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Canadiens take on the Golden Knights at 8. The series is tied at 1 apiece. The Marlins are back in action tonight at 8 against the Cubs. The Fish have yet to announce an opening pitcher. Although Panthers coach Joel Quenneville did not win NHL Coach of the Year, it went to Carolina's Rob Brind'Amour. Nonetheless, Florida's Bill Zito has been nominated for General Manager of the Year. Inter-Miami coach Phil Neville says despite his slow start, there is no possibility for Rodolfo Pizarro leaving the team. Miami plays DC United Saturday at 8. And now, it's been a long week. Let's take a step into the day spa. A Nebraska man has broken a record by skydiving naked 60 times in 24 hours. Not me, but I wish. A Ukrainian couple that handcuffed themselves together in an attempt to save their relationship has called things quits and taken off the handcuffs. Man, I really thought that would work. While typing to Britain's Department of Work and Pensions, autocorrect put a woman's career as prostitute. Yes, my hot mess of the day. The Colorado realtor has listed a house described as a urine-soaked little slice of hell for $590,000. What can I say? The market's hot. Jump on it. Let's jump on it right now to the Joe Rose Show, getting you up in the morning from 6 to 10. I think Joe Rose and I are neck and neck on cups of coffee every single morning. He and I just put heads underneath the coffee machine here at work and just let the coffee machine do its work. Hopefully it's not too hot and scalding our mouths, but we need to get the coffee in our system. Joe Rose fully caffeinated and talking to Dolphins beat writer Dave High, talking about those Davy Dolphins and the memories he has. Also Ted Ginn, and what does Tua's future look like?
I don't know how else I can say it, guys. I've said it three different occasions. Well, then I guess I have to say it. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
That soundbite will never go away.
Who asked that question? Who was that guy?
And joining us now, the person who did ask that iconic question to get Nick Saban all riled up, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I had no idea when I asked that question it would be it would create such a firestorm. I remember Harvey Green coming up to me afterwards, irate, because Nick Saban had got irate at him over the question. So I thought he was doing him a favor. I thought he was actually staying, though, and he just couldn't spit it out. So
Dave, I got one better. I got one better than that for you before we move on, because we got a lot of stuff to talk. So he did that interview. He was all fired up about you and that question. He comes in and he's letting Harvey have it. I mean, Harvey hears it. Now we sit down to do a wrap up show on the Nick Saban NBC show. We sit down and he is in a really bad mood. He ends up doing the whole show, gets up and walks out, and we couldn't even run the show because he was on his way to the airport. He had already made up his mind. It was a done deal. We had Alabama airplanes here. We had Alabama moving vans in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Where's the B-roll from that? Where he's ripping Dave Hyde.
I'd love to have seen that. the great untold story is Wayne Huizing and him, Wayne and their wives, went over to – they had dinner at Nick's house, and he served – beanie weenies, you know, little hot dogs and baked beans to that was their dinner that night, and they talked about him staying, and Wayne left that thinking he was staying, and the next morning or next day he gets a call from his wife. Marty calls Wayne and says, hey, I think they're going, and Wayne said, why? And he goes, well, there's a moving van in their house.
Oh my
and that's gosh. How Wayne found out. So always fun to talk about strange stories in Dolphin Land, and there have been a lot of them in the last couple decades.
You got an article saying goodbye to the Davy bubble with some of the moments from the last 27 to 28 years that the team's been in Davy as they get ready to move into the new beautiful facility at Hard Rock Stadium over there. It's going to be gorgeous. Give me your favorite. I want to hear, outside of the one that you created with the question, give me one of your favorite moments through those almost 30 years.
Well, my favorite is one I didn't know the full backstory about, the Nick Saban Memorial Bubble. And we'll stay with Saban for 200, Alex, because this was – everybody knows that the bubble was built under his watch. I didn't know the backstory. So his first mini camp, there's a rainstorm, one of our great South Florida storms. One of his first practices, and he's like, well, we can't keep doing this. What are our options? And for immediate options. And somebody said, well, you can go back. We can practice in the ballroom of the Renaissance Hotel where the team stayed, or you could go to the Davy Rodeo Grounds and practice. So Saban went over and looked at the Davy Rodeo Grounds, and he's walking on the dirt. And he goes, I can't practice here. There's all this horse bleep that people would practice. And that's how it was finalized. We got to build a bubble. I love the idea of Saban walking around the
Bergeron
ground.
Crazy.
We got to give a shout out to Ron Bergeron for the bubble, right? He's got a part of that bubble now.
Yeah.
Who knew? Dave, I loved reading through your story because it brought back a lot of memories. And I talked to Joe yesterday about some of these too. And we played a clip earlier, an iconic memory from the bubble after Ted Ginn was drafted with Cam Cameron going in there. What do you think about that, by the way? We're talking about a guy who basically has taken over the job. He's the new head honcho. And in his first kind of, I don't know, post-draft conference presser, that happened there. What do you think of that?
is someone that you're going to be proud of. Ted Ginn and his family will give us everything they have. I promise you that. Thank you very much.
Your thoughts, Dave Hyde, once again.
I got to tell you, his mom and dad ended up being good players, too, by
right,
the way. Played
right.
A little bit on the outside.
Special team pro bowlers, right?
In retrospect, it was such the right decision to take Ted Ginn over Brady Quinn. I mean, and yet that adds to the comedy of the full moment that day. And I remember I was out there when they picked him, the booze, and Jim Mandich did a radio show out there, and he was starting a Brady after the eighth pick, you know, because everybody wanted Brady Quinn, and they picked Ginn, and there was such booze. I went back in there and I saw Harvey Green. Harvey was the best PR guy. He to me, and my very good. And I went up to him. I said, "Harvey, you might rethink taking Cam Cameron out there." And he goes, "He's already committed. What if he backs out now? You know, then everybody calls him chicken." So he goes out there, and it was there might have only been one better draft moment, and it wasn't public after Shula took Terry Kirby, and this was before. The draft days were everybody knew everything, and one of the draft books put out by Joel Buxbaum, remember him? He said Terry Kirby had trouble seeing out of one eye, and Shula was asked about that, and he turned to his personnel guy and he goes, "Did we draft a blind guy?"
And Terry Kirby goes on to be one of the best pass-receiving running backs.
Right.
In the history of the franchise, yeah.
Yes, right. Obviously,
crazy.
He could see.
Right.
Hey, so I want to ask you, because this is a big part of it, too. How about Hard Knocks with Joe Philbin? All that stuff. And you might as well throw in Jeff Ireland, too, because it was a deer in headlights, man, every time that show came on through that season. Unbelievable.
Okay, so the rumor is true, okay? We just traded you, okay? We traded you to the Indianapolis Colts, all right? So, you okay?
Now I'm going to call my grandmother.
You can call your grandmother? Okay, this hasn't hit the papers or anything like that. Okay, well, why don't we do a little business first, okay, before you call grandma, okay? There's a little bit of urgency because you got a storm coming. They probably want to get you on a plane here pretty quickly.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That's not even his best
moment. No, there were a lot more. There was better ones than that. That was unbelievable, though.
You know, you have defining moments early that tell you who these guys are who run in the Dolphins, and Joe Philbin and Jeff Ireland out of Hard Knocks was such a bad look for them. It told you they were in over their head. You know, Philbin picking up the litter in the laundry or something, and talking about how messy the lockers were, and it was Janitor Joe.
That was the first time for them.
Oh,
yeah, that was,
man.
Good guy, too. Really nice guy. And I just felt like he sat upstairs and had no idea what the kids were doing downstairs.
That's right.
It was just
That's right.
Well, that played out in Bullygate. He had no idea.
Oh, that one, too. Led you right into that.
There we go.
Dave, iconic moments, too. Not just the laughable ones, but especially down here as a Dolphin fan and growing up a Dolphin fan my whole life. Shula retiring, Dan Marino retiring, Jimmy Johnson hired and retired. Like, all that happened in that auditorium there in the facility, too. Those are some of the biggest moments ever in the history of this franchise, and they all just sat there, and Davey, and now they're gone. We're not going to remember them anymore with the new facility. It's crazy.
Yeah, and all of that, and remember when Marino was hired as team president
for a
day or two, and that happened there. Wanstead was in the back row of the whole auditorium there, the meeting room, with this bizarre look on his face, like, what just happened? And yeah, so there were a lot of, you know, when they left, I went out to the last practice on Thursday just because I wanted to see Tua and some of the other players, see how they were working out. And I started thinking, boy, this is the last. And I get it. There was no moment. It's kind of a, you know, it's not like, as I wrote, it's not like leaving the Orange Bowl or something like that.
No, nothing like that.
But there were, what, nearly three decades of, you know, funny stories, or not always funny, but like you said, you know, big moments in Dolphin history.
Right. All right, Dave, let's get into the elephant in the room right now. Two of five interceptions, two of the next day, Tua going forward, your thoughts?
Well, my thought is let's go back to when they started this whole teardown. The idea was and remains the number one priority was to get an elite quarterback. Elite. And that's the bar. And so the scary thing for me isn't the five interceptions or scary. The thing that I'm looking at is there's breadcrumbs being dropped here. Okay, you get pulled out of three games last year. He never really beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick, which I thought when he was drafted he would by midseason. And I agree completely putting him in the year. But he's pulled out of three games. He admits he didn't know the playbook. The five interceptions, you know, I don't know what it means in a June practice, okay? I really don't. But all that adds up to the arrow really pointing directly at him this year, remember, the bar is elite, and no one expects him to be elite this year, but you expect a giant leap forward. And I'm not seeing it right now. That doesn't mean it doesn't come. But you know, I talked to a NFL scout this year, and he goes, every team but one right now would take Justin Herbert over Tua, and that's, you know, that's a concern. The conclusion isn't there. Year two, we could be saying the completely opposite, that Tua made a great run, and Herbert took a big step back. You know, I think the parade has always been ahead of Tua, and saying he's going to be great, and you just want to see some of that on the field.
Right. No, you're right. Listen, you're not the only one. You don't think Chris Greer and the gang over thinking,
right,
who spent all that time with all those quarterbacks. Not all those quarterbacks. Joe Burrow was, we couldn't have got him. He was the first overall pick.
No, but just those two quarterbacks.
But,
right.
Yeah, old Justin will always be part of our story in that draft. Dave, always great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Good talking to you again, Joe.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice to have you, Dave. By the way, another guy. Nice to have you back on the air, man.
Right.
Nice to have you
back. Of course.
Yeah, what is it? It's like that old home week, isn't it? That's great. It was like a high school graduation all over again.
Right.
Let's have another reunion.
It's homecoming. Right.
You're off double secret probation.
That's
something
it.
Never have you. Thank you, Dave.
Phone's going to ring a lot more. See you later, Dave.
All right, guys.
That's some good stuff. Can't believe it's been this long since the Dolphins moved over there to Davie. That's just always been the practice facility, but now it's going to be right there at the stadium. Beautiful state-of-the-art facility, but, you know, kind of bittersweet nonetheless. Never bittersweet with Greeny and his team.
Well, I'll tell you what, as great as he is and he's won two MVPs, he's obviously a little bit limited. I mean, when you compare him to a guy like KD, he can't do what KD does. He can't break a guy down off the dribble.
New York sports on the way, plus some reggae, because it's a feel-good Friday. Here on 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard all day here on 560 The Joe. I'm Dan Day on TikTok at Dan Day Radio. That's my new obsession. Just started my TikTok page, got a video up, making plenty of videos this weekend, got some time off. Yeah, gonna be good, gonna be spicy. Maybe one day OnlyFans, we'll just have to wait and see. And got that reggae Dennis Brown, Westbound Train, what a great one to get the feel-good Friday feeling all right. And always feeling all right with the Greeny Show, talking to New York's own Michael Kay about basically the New York sports world, Nets, Gerrit Cole, Mets, more.
While we have you, I want to talk about the Yankees, but also Nets, Bucks. I said this is a referendum, I think, on maybe the career of Giannis Antetokounmpo and how he needs to close the gap with the money he's being paid between his perception that he is or isn't KD and what KD gave the Nets, especially in Game 5. What are you thinking are the most important things you're watching when you watch that game tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, as great as he is and he's won two MVPs, he's obviously a little bit limited. I mean, when you compare him to a guy like KD, he can't do what KD does. He can't break a guy down off the dribble. I mean, KD, you know, he has a handle like a point guard. He's got a shot like Steph Curry, and this is at 7 feet. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a great player, but when you compare him to a guy like KD, you wonder, you know, I guess KD was hurt and limited the years that Giannis has won the MVP, but KD is probably, you know, one of the top two basketball players in the world, and he might be in the top 10 of all time. So they've got to win Game 6, Bob. I mean, let's look at it that way. And, you know, when you talk about max money, you get max money, you know, when you become a free agent at the right time, and, yep, you know, you're the biggest star on the team. But to even compare Giannis with Kevin, I mean, if the Jay Williams story is true, I could hear Kevin saying, don't compare me with him. There really is no comparison. They're not the same players.
Yep. How do you compare the Gerrit Cole we're seeing right now to the Gerrit Cole we saw 2 to 3 weeks ago in this whole, now that he's not allowed to, if he was, using the quote-unquote sticky stuff, he still looks to be an incredibly effective pitcher, just maybe a little bit different? What do you take out of his last couple of starts, how effective he's been, but different?
Well, the last two starts to me, I mean, not that I needed affirmation of this, Bob, he's a stud.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the eyes of the world on him, waiting for him to fail miserably. And yesterday was telling because his spin rate was down 200 RPMs, and that's significant. But it shows you that he doesn't need a high spin rate to win. He's such a smart pitcher, and he still throws 100 miles an hour. And what I saw from yesterday's start that has differed from what I've seen the first year plus that he's been with the Yankees, without the spin rate, he wasn't going to the high fastball that much. He pitched a different game yesterday. He threw more changeups in that game than he's ever thrown in a game in his life. He used the slider a lot, and the fastball was spotted on the corners, not upstairs. Because the spin rate, what the spin rate does, it doesn't make the ball rise, but it makes the ball stay on a plane. And so when you see a fastball up in the zone that doesn't go down a bit, you think it's rising. That's what a spin rate does. A high spin rate means that it stays on the plane longer and gives the breaking ball a little more bite. With his arm and his intellect on the mound, he'll still be one of the best pitchers in the world. He's just going to have to do it a little bit differently. And we saw, you know, just a window into that yesterday with his usage of the changeup.
But as someone that called the game, I mean, I was watching the game last night, flipping back and forth. The parts of the game that I watched, I was more entertained by that game last night. Like Gerrit Cole having to be a pitcher rather than just a flamethrower. And the ball was in play, and there were base running moments in the game. And, you know, I just looked more, I mean, I guess the glass half empty way of looking at the spider tack thing is, especially if guys get hit by 100 mile an hour fastballs, that's a legitimate concern. He talked about that. I get it. But is there a glass half full version of this, which is maybe baseball looks like a more entertaining product again if guys aren't striking out or teams 15, 16, 17 times a game?
Well, somewhere right now, Rob Manfred is smiling at what you said because that's obviously the intent. You know, they want to put some action and put more base runners into the game. And pitchers with high spin rate, they're almost impossible to hit. And if you looked at Cole yesterday, I think what he ended up with three or four strikeouts. This guy who always goes double-digit strikeouts. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a different game. And if it brings offense into the game, that's a good thing. That's one of the reasons they did it. I think it's ill-advised to change a significant rule like this in the middle of the season. But I think the owners got together and Manfred convinced them the first 2 months of the season we've seen a lot of unwatchable baseball. Strikeouts and walks are not interesting. Not having base runners is not good for the game. And that's why they're cracking down because they want to bring the pitchers back to a normal level of effectiveness. And I think that will make the hitters hit better.
I don't know if you have talked about this with either a Gerrit Cole or pitching, you know, experts or whatnot. This might be a really dumb question. But is there a way for baseball to produce a ball that allows a little, like with a different surface that allows the ball to be a little bit grippier? Or could they maybe come up with a system where, hey guys, we're going to put some combination of rosin and sunscreen on the back of the mound, and that will be the acceptable sticky stuff to use so that we find a happy medium. So that maybe Gerrit Cole can doctor the ball the correct way to keep hitters safe, but maybe make baseball still the entertaining product it used to be. I guess, is there a way to get spider tack out, but just spider tack out, and have a quote-unquote legal sticky substance available to pitchers?
Well, the first part of the question, Buck Showalter has long told me that the baseball that baseball should use is the baseball they use in Japan, which is tacky. It's a tacky skin, and they don't need any kind of a substance to get a better grip on it. That would seem to be the easy fix because of the fact Major League Baseball, in fact, owns Rawlings, who makes the baseball, so they can have them do it whatever they want. The other thing is, it's incredible to me that both sides can't get together. They hate each other so much, but they can't get together and have a pre-agreed-upon substance that can be used to grip the ball but not weaponize it.
Right.
And I can't wait, Bob. Can't wait when they tell a pitcher who's pitching in searing heat somewhere with the sun shining down, by the way, you can't use sunscreen on your arm. That's right. Going to be fun because it should be some kind of substance that's agreed upon. But I think the worry of Major League Baseball is that teams are always looking for an edge. So if you say, this is the substance you could use, they'll have chemists that they'll hire, and they'll make it more sticky and, again, be able to weaponize it.
Mike, I know you got other spots to lined up, and I know you have to run, but continued best of luck with the book. Can't wait to get my copy and can't wait to get, I guess, a better than Dave Rothenberg inscription inside of my copy. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you've earned it. You've earned a much better one.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Michael Kay, author of Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. It is available now.
New York, New York, big city of dreams. Big city with teams that don't win championships. Huh? What are you going to do? Always championship caliber with Joe Z and Crowder.
I used to watch your dad play.
Randy?
Yeah. Watch Randy play. He was Randy right next to Don Reese.
Yeah, Randy was a monster.
They were going to be the two big defensive linemen for the Dolphins.
And then they were next to each other in jail as well.
Football, prison, and fishing on the way, plus some reggae, because it's a feel-good Friday on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Five 560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard right here over the past 24 hours on 560 The Joe. Where you at? I am Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on almost all the social medias. We're talking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and last night fired it up, the old TikTok. That's right. I am now on TikTok. I'm getting some serious views. I've only made one video. I made it at 2 o'clock in the morning. And yes, I was consuming booze. And maybe that's what the video is about. You got to check it out. At Dan Day Radio on TikTok. It is my new obsession. I actually have the day off tomorrow, so I got nothing to do. Tonight, going to go home, hang out with my dudes downstairs, my neighbors, Giuseppe and Nathan, watch some basketball, probably get lit up, make some more crazy, stupid TikTok videos, and then tomorrow, just keep it going. Hopefully, it gets a little sunny so I can go out to the beach, live the good life. If not, have them just hang around the apartment complex, taking TikTok videos to the web. It'll be great. So check it out, at Dan Day Radio. It's my new obsession, if you can't tell. I am absolutely all in on TikTok for two reasons. Number one, it's fun, it's crazy, I make goofy videos. Number two, it is a stepping stone away from being on OnlyFans. And I'm telling you, I tweeted earlier that I was on TikTok and I was a step away from OnlyFans, and OnlyFans retweeted it. That's what I'm talking about. So close to being on OnlyFans. So help me out with the TikTok page at Dan Day Radio. Give me a follow. Watch my videos. Trust me, they're going to be very worth the while. And then one day, OnlyFans. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Let's cross the bridge over to Joe Z and Crowder right now. That's right. Kane's voice, Joe Z, in the house for Hawk, who, although he went to the U, is taking a vacation, taking his son up on the East Coast. His son's going to be a camp counselor, get a summertime job. DJ, much respect to you for that. Then, of course, after he drops DJ off, Crowder is going to Atlantic City. He's like, I don't even know why. I was like, I know why, because you degenerate gambler. So he's doing that. We wish him the best. Hopefully he wins a ton, comes back a refreshed, happy man next week. In the meantime, like I said, Joe Z holding it down with Crowder along with Solana. They're having some fun, and we're talking about fun. Fun. Like, what happened to simple names? Fishing and guacamole?
Channing, how are you?
I'm good.
Let me back in the door to fill in for Hawk today, who is vacationing. I believe he will be back on Monday. So a pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Channing, how are you today?
I'm good, man. I can't be mad on a Friday, Joe. There's one thing I tell people. It's Friday. You can't upset me on Friday.
It's Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. So a lot of good things going on. In addition to it being Father's Day weekend, we've got sports galore. We have Solana with us again today, Jimmy Garcia and Steven Preciado. That's our team until 6 o'clock, unless we decide to eject somebody.
Good team. My vote would be Solana. If we're voting him off the island, we might have to vote Solana off the island.
Yeah. Has to hold on to his job here today.
Because he's not helping us much.
Solana, are you with us? It's so awkward because it's like he's invisible.
Yes.
It's just this. I'm pretty good with talking to somebody who's not there, but Solana is just, he's invisible. You look around, there's nobody talking. I mean, nobody here.
And I'm always there, Joe. And I'm always there. I'm just, you can't see me.
He's like Ashanti. She's not always there when you call, but she's always on time, Joe. I don't know if you heard that song.
I have not, but
Let's give that one to DBG.
I like country music.
I'll do Travis Tritt, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, Thunder Roll.
And the lightning strike. I know me some Garth.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Joe, you bring up Northwest. Do you know that Kanye West named his daughter North, so her name is Northwest?
I did know. That's like Chris Martin and his wife naming their daughter Apple and Orange or something like that.
Really? Yes. They're messing up them kids for life,
Joe. I understand that. I don't understand why whatever happened to just simple names like Joe and Channing. Or Steven.
I'm with you. What about simple names? What about Elon Musk? Name his son a math problem, I think.
He did? It's like X times 2?
It's letters that nobody
comma,
can... Yeah,
X times 2,
pi.
Parentheses.
It's pi is in there.
The greater sign. What about Bruce Willis and Demi Moore? They named their kid Rumor.
Oh, she's not a rumor. She was there.
Right. She's real. She's not... It's not a rumor.
Well, Joe, we did right by our kids.
Yeah, mine was pretty simple. Haley.
That's a good
Although,
one.
Although, I spell it differently than most people, so that has been problematic during her life.
Oh.
But it might be the only problem she's had during her life.
And if my dad was Joe Z, that's not my only problem, too.
H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
You haven't?
Yeah, no. It's good, though. It's good. Channing, a lot of people... There's not many.
That's a pretty simple name, Channing.
But it's only Channing Tatum, Channing Frye, and me. That's it. You don't know any Channings, Joe.
Yeah, we do. What's the old singer Channing? What was her name?
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
That's who I was named after.
You were named after Carol Channing?
I'm the second. My dad's name is Randolph Channing Crowder the first. I'm Randolph Channing Crowder the second. And the reason Channing is because Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend was my grandma's favorite singer. I'm named after an old white lady.
I used to watch your dad play.
Randy?
Yeah. Watch Randy play. He was Randy right next to Don Reese.
Yeah, Randy. They were going to be
the two big defensive linemen for the Dolphins.
And then they were
in
next
the early
to
70s.
They were next to each other in jail as well. we got to hide the story, Joe. It's out there. We got to hide the story.
Well, Crowder and Reese, those were supposed to be. And so it didn't work out, but then we were blessed with you.
Yes. I love me and my dad were the first father and son ever to be drafted to the same team.
Is that right?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Like the Matthews, I think Clay and his
there were a bunch of those guys.
Both played for they played for the Packers, I guess, mm-hmm. but drafted to the same team was me and my dad were the first.
Now you like reconciled with your dad and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, me and Big Randy cool. He makes me guacamole.
He does?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He's in Plymouth, North Carolina, population 600.
Oh.
He's the biggest thing walking around Plymouth.
Just
North Carolina.
One stoplight town.
Yep,
I like those little towns.
He likes it because there's the sound like a half a mile from his house, and he can go catfishing whenever he wants to.
My mom was from a very small town in the Catskill Mountains, Woodburn.
And when you walk into the gas station, people ask you who you're here to see because they know you're not from there.
Yeah, they absolutely knew you.
I love those little
Woodburn.
Towns as
my
well.
Grandmother worked in the post office. Walked home for lunch.
See, that's living. That's living, Joe. Ocho Cinco always says, a lot of people are alive, but they're not living.
They had a river that ran behind their house, a trout stream. Hmm. That's where I would go in the summertime, into that trout stream.
And knock him, you knocked him in the head?
The trout?
Yeah.
Well, we did pretty good. Not bad.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Yo, you talk about fishing. I got to take you one day to see if you got skills.
We'll go. I have the rod and reel in the garage. I have a fly rod in the garage. I've not mastered that yet, but I have the lightweight stuff to go handle your peacock bass.
I don't know, Jimmy.
I see when all those canals when I'm out there riding my bike and walking.
Funny story, Joe and your wife, you were riding bikes.
Yep.
And you caught me fishing with my kids.
I did. They weren't in school.
And you said you catch anything, and I pulled out about a 5-pound peacock
you
for you. So, boy.
I know you're good at it.
I can do my thing. Yeah. The fish don't like me.
Well, they're not supposed to. They don't like being caught. Solana, what do we have for headlines?
By the way, today is National Go Fishing Day. So it's a perfect time for you two, maybe after the show, to go fishing.
Well, the sun will be going down. That's a good time.
I'm telling you, I should have took this day off.
Yeah. Just get some bugs on the water right about 10 minutes to 7. The sun is starting to go down. That's a good time to catch bass.
Look at you, Joe. Don't come sneaking my lake, Joe. I'll call the police on you.
That's the problem out there. The dream police. You can't fish in any lakes. Let me go try to fish those canals. You got to deal with those alligators. So.
We'll call the police. Yeah. Don't come by my house. The police are on the way.
Okay.
So, gentlemen.
My wife, by the way, loves Hint Water.
Yes,
orders it by the crate.
Really?
It's heavy when it comes to the house. I'm just following up, giving it an endorsement that Hint Water is well loved in our house.
Look at you, Joe.
Got fishing? Do I?
You allowed to drink it?
I am allowed to. Grab a bottle or two of the Hint Water.
Okay, because I don't want to step on Hint, but my wife has some type of water delivered to the house. It's like pH balance or something.
And you're not allowed around it?
If I touch a bottle, she cusses me out.
Well, I'm allowed to have the Hint Water, although I did not, I escaped last night by not mentioning the coffee on the couch. So,
she don't know?
Not yet. Don't anybody tell.
You got away with it?
So far, so good.
And you just rode it out.
Yes, sir. Sometimes you just ride the horse in the direction that it's going.
It's a good thing she's not listening.
They don't have this on in the office.
Oh, listen, Steven, I talk about this with Hawk and Joe's actually. How long you been in radio?
43 years.
Yeah, I've been in it 10. My wife stopped listening. Yeah. Like, first two or three years, they listen, and then it's like, whatever. We know what's going
on. Just go do your job.
There's no way Mrs. Z's listening 43 years. She doesn't give a damn what Joe says.
I came home one night, am I interrupting your update? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joe. No, don't worry. Nothing I'm going to say is more important than this.
I came home one night. In the middle of the night from a University of Miami basketball trip at about 4:40 a.m. I came into the door. It was the night that Jaquan Newton hit his like half court shot.
Yeah.
So I walked in. I'm still kind of alert. It was a pretty good game. Yeah. And, you know, it was an okay call, but it was the end of the game. And we won the game at Carolina. And a few people were buzzing around about the half court shot. It's 4:40 a.m. And she said, "Did you win?" I said, "Oh, yeah, we won. How?" "A half court shot." "Okay."
Yes.
Not like, "How was your call? Did you nail it? Was it good? Is it something I'm going to hear in the morning? Was it lousy? Should I be prepared?"
Joe, okay. The CFO of the big companies, their wife doesn't care what they do. I don't know why we would think our wives care what we do.
Okay.
It is what it is.
See you later. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Put it all out there on the radio and then act brave and then really hope no one listens like your wife or a friend of your wife and relays that message to her. Way to go, Josie. That is a true radio professional move. I admit to all types of crimes and all types of craziness here on the radio because you're my friend. You and I are close like that. I can do that. It's just I don't always realize that other people can be listening in on our personal conversation like the one we're having right now. And I'm telling you, go to my TikTok page. That thing gets crazy. You think I'm wild on the radio? I don't have FCC regulations on TikTok. I've only made one video. It's pretty wild, okay? I can say that. Some skin is showing. There's some booze flowing. It was made at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. Yeah, at Dan Day Radio on TikTok. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, One Day OnlyFans. This TikTok is a stepping stone to OnlyFans. OnlyFans knows I exist now. They retweeted one of my tweets earlier today. So follow me on all the social media platforms. Trust me, I'm going to make it worth your while. And watch my videos. I've got the weekend off, or at least Saturday off. So I'm going to be throwing down some crazy TikTok videos at Dan Day Radio. Speaking of craziness, I don't know if you saw or heard this New York Yankees turning of a triple play against Toronto the other day. The numbers on it are crazy. It went back and forth and back and forth. 50 different players touched it. It seemed like it's 1-6, 5-8, 4-3, 8-2. Better yet, let's just listen to it right now. Hopefully you don't get too confused.
Chop slowly. Oh, there's a situation at third. The throw is to first. Now they'll throw to second. Runners are hung up. They're going to come home with the throw. They have Simeon in a rundown. He's tagged out. Throw to third. It's a triple play. They pulled a triple play. Second one of the year, and this one falls under the heading of Funky.
I don't know if I've ever actually watched a live triple play, much less been there in person. Got to get out to more Marlins games. I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution. I know you're like, Dan Day, it's only the middle of the year. I know, but you got to long-term these things. So I think going forward, whenever the new year does come, I'm going to try to go to more Marlins games. And I really should because my downstairs neighbor, one of my dudes, Nathan, he works for the Marlins. He's on their field crew. Like, he's the grass expert or something. He has a college degree from NC State, so he knows what he's doing. He's not just a guy that cuts grass and stuff, but don't go to any games, really. I don't have a lot of time. I'm always doing trivia, or I'm always here at the radio station. I love both of them. I love both of them. Here at the radio station, this is my fun time. I'm always having fun. Trivia is wild. I'm pretty much out every single night. Not tonight, though. I'm going home, hanging out with Giuseppe, Nathan, having some beers, laying low for a little while. I have off tomorrow. That means I'm going to the beach as long as it's not raining. Even if it's cloudy, I'm going to the beach. I'm going to have some beers, maybe some mangoritas. Just have a good time. But yeah, I'm always seeming to be working. Like Thursday night over there, Duffy's in Plantation. It was wild. It was crazy. It's always a good time. I'm out there hosting trivia. Stay out there and DJ pretty much afterwards. Manager Nikki and the whole team over there, so good to me. So great. The people there, so fun. But I get home finally after everything. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I say, man, let me try to figure out this whole TikTok thing. And I figured it out. I posted my first video. I think it's hilarious. It's gotten over 300 views last I checked. And the views just keep going up and up and up. So at Dan Day Radio, TikTok. And man, follow me. Watch my videos. I've got some crazy creative ideas. I used to do Facebook Live all the time back in New Orleans when I was on the radio. Rave reviews. TikTok's my new thing. I'm going to be getting crazy on it all weekend long. In fact, I'm going to get crazy on TikTok and around my apartment in North Beach right now because my time is up and the weekend is here. But let's get together on Monday or get together on TikTok this weekend. Nonetheless, let's get together on Monday for sure for another edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard right here over the past 24 hours on 560 The Joe. Where you at? I am Dan Day at Dan Day Radio on almost all the social medias. We're talking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and last night, fired it up, the old TikTok. That's right. I am now on TikTok. I'm getting some serious views. I've only made one video. I made it at 2 o'clock in the morning. And yes, I was consuming booze. And maybe that's what the video is about. You got to check it out. At Dan Day Radio on TikTok. It is my new obsession. I actually have the day off tomorrow. So I got nothing to do. Tonight, going to go home, hang out with my dudes downstairs, my neighbors, Giuseppe and Nathan, watch some basketball, probably get lit up, make some more crazy, stupid TikTok videos. And then tomorrow, just keep it going. Hopefully, it's a little sunny so I can go out to the beach, live the good life. If not, have them just hang around the apartment complex taking TikTok videos to the web. It'll be great. So check it out at Dan Day Radio. It's my new obsession, if you can't tell. I am absolutely all in on TikTok for two reasons. Number one, it's fun, it's crazy, I make goofy videos. Number two, it is a stepping stone away from being on OnlyFans. And I'm telling you, I tweeted earlier that I was on TikTok and I was a step away from OnlyFans, and OnlyFans retweeted it. That's what I'm talking about. So close to being on OnlyFans. So help me out with the TikTok page at Dan Day Radio. Give me a follow. Watch my videos. Trust me, they're going to be very worth the while. And then one day, OnlyFans. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Let's cross the bridge over to Joe Z and Crowder right now. That's right. Kane's voice, Joe Z, in the house for Hawk, who, although he went to the U, is taking a vacation, taking his son up on the East Coast. His son's going to be a camp counselor, get a summertime job. DJ, much respect to you for that. Then, of course, after he drops DJ off, Crowder is going to Atlantic City. He's like, I don't even know why. I was like, I know why, because you degenerate gambler. So he's doing that. We wish him the best. Hopefully he wins a ton, comes back a refreshed, happy man next week. In the meantime, like I said, Joe Z holding it down with Crowder along with Solana. They're having some fun, and we're talking about fun. Fun. Like, what happened to simple names? Fishing and guacamole?
Channing, how are you?
I'm good.
Let me back in the door to fill in for Hawk today, who is vacationing. I believe he will be back on Monday. So a pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Channing, how are you today?
I'm good, man. I can't be mad on a Friday, Joe. That's one thing I tell people. It's Friday. You can't upset me on Friday.
It's Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. So a lot of good things going on. In addition to it being Father's Day weekend, we've got sports galore. We have Solana with us again today. Jimmy Garcia and Steven Preciado. That's our team until 6 o'clock, unless we decide to eject somebody.
Good team. My vote would be Solana. If we're voting him off the island, we might have to vote Solana off the island.
Yeah. Has to hold on to his job here today.
Because he's not helping us much.
Solana, are you with us? It's so awkward because it's like he's invisible.
Yes.
It's just this. I'm pretty good with talking to somebody who's not there, but Solana is just, he's invisible. You look around, there's nobody talking. I mean, nobody here.
And I'm always there, Joe. And I'm always there. I'm just, you can't see me.
He's like Ashanti. She's not always there when you call, but she's always on time, Joe. I don't know if you heard that song.
I have not, but.
Okay. Let's give that one to DBG.
I like country music.
I do Travis Tritt, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, Thunder Roll.
And the lightning strike.
Yeah, there you go.
Joe, man. Yeah. I know me some
yeah,
Garth.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Joe, you bring up Northwest. Do you know that Kanye West named his daughter North, so her name is Northwest?
I did know. That's like Chris Martin and his wife naming their daughter Apple and Orange or something like that.
Really? Yes. They're messing up them kids for life,
Joe. I don't understand
Joe.
That. I don't understand why whatever happened to just simple names like Joe and Channing. Or Steven.
I'm with you. What
just
about
simple names?
What about Elon Musk? Name his son a math problem. I think
he did. It's like X times two.
It's letters that nobody
comma,
can. Yeah,
X times two
pi.
Parentheses.
There's an pi is in there.
The greater sign. What about Bruce Willis and Demi Moore? They named their kid Rumor.
Oh, she's not a rumor. She was there.
Right.
She was
she's real. She's not. It's not a rumor.
Well, Joe, we did right by our kids.
Yeah, mine was pretty simple. Haley.
That's a good
Although,
one.
Although I spell it differently than most people, so that has been problematic during her life.
Oh.
But it might be the only problem she's had during her life.
And if my dad was Joe Z, that's not my only problem, too.
H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
You haven't?
Yeah, no. It's good, though. It's good. Channing, a lot of people... There's not many.
That's
Channing.
A pretty simple name, Channing.
But it's only Channing Tatum, Channing Frye, and me. That's it. You don't know any Channings, Joe.
Yeah, we do. What's the old singer Channing? What was her name?
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
That's who I was named after.
You were named after Carol Channing?
I'm the second. My dad's name is Randolph Channing Crowder I. I'm Randolph Channing Crowder II. And the reason Channing is because Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend was my grandma's favorite singer.
Is that right?
I'm named after an old white lady.
I used to watch your dad play.
Randy?
Yeah. Watch Randy play. He was Randy right next to Don Reese.
Yeah, Randy. They
were going to be the two big defensive linemen for the Dolphins.
And then they were next to each other in jail as well. We got to hide the story, Joe. It's out there. We got to hide the story.
Well, Crowder and Reese, those were supposed to be. And so it didn't work out, but then we were blessed with you.
Yes. I love me and my dad were the first father and son ever to be drafted to the same team.
Is that right?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Like the Matthews, I think Clay and his
there were a bunch of those guys.
Both played for they played for the Packers, I guess, mm-hmm. but drafted to the same team was me and my dad were the first.
Now you reconciled with your dad and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, me and Big Randy cool. He makes me guacamole.
He does?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He's in Plymouth, North Carolina, population 600.
Oh.
He's the biggest thing walking around Plymouth.
Just
North Carolina.
One stoplight town.
Yep,
I like those little towns.
He likes it because there's the sound like half a mile from his house, and he can go catfishing whenever he wants to.
My mom was from a very small town in the Catskill Mountains, Woodburn.
Woodburn. Yep. And when you walk into the gas station, people ask you who you're here to see because they know you're not from there.
Yeah, they absolutely knew you.
I love those little
Woodburn.
Towns as
my
well.
Grandmother worked in the post office. Walked home for lunch.
See, that's living. That's living, Joe. Ocho Cinco always says, a lot of people are alive, but they're not living.
They had a river that ran behind their house, a trout stream. Mm. That's where I would go in the summertime, into that trout stream.
And knocked him in the head?
The trout?
Yeah.
Well, we did pretty good. Not bad.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Yo, you talk about fishing. I got to take you one day to see if you got skills.
We'll go. I have the rod and reel in the garage. I have a fly rod in the garage. I've not mastered that yet, but I have the lightweight stuff to go handle your peacock bass.
I don't know, Jimmy.
I see you in all those canals when I'm out there riding my bike and walking.
Funny story, Joe and your wife, you were riding bikes.
Yep.
And you caught me fishing with my kids.
I did. They weren't in school.
And you said you catch anything, and I pulled out about a 5-pound peacock
you
for you. So, boy.
I know you're good at it.
I can do my thing. Yeah. The fish don't like me.
Well, they're not supposed to. They don't like being caught. Solana, what do we have for headlines?
By the way, today is National Go Fishing Day. So it's a perfect time for you two, maybe after the show, to go fishing.
Well, the sun will be going down. That's a good time.
I'm telling you, I should have took this day off.
Yeah. Just get some bugs on the water right about 10 minutes to 7. The sun is starting to go down. That's a good time to catch bass.
Look at you, Joe. Don't come sneak in my lake, Joe. I'll call the police on you.
That's the problem out there. The dream police. You can't fish in any lakes. Let me go try to fish those canals. You got to deal with those alligators. So.
We'll call the police. Yeah. Don't come by my house. The police are on the way.
Okay.
So, gentlemen.
My wife, by the way, loves Hint Water.
Yes,
orders it by the crate.
Really?
It's heavy when it comes to the house. I'm just following up, giving it an endorsement that Hint Water is well loved in our house.
Look at you, Joe.
Got you fishing? Do I?
You allowed to drink it?
I am allowed to. I am allowed to grab a bottle or two of the Hint Water.
Okay, because I don't want to step on Hint, but my wife has some type of water delivered to the house. It's like pH balance or something.
And you're not allowed around it?
If I touch a bottle, she cusses me out.
Well, I'm allowed to have the Hint Water, although I did not, I escaped last night by not mentioning the coffee on the couch. So,
she don't know?
Not yet. Don't anybody tell.
You got away with it?
So far, so good.
And you just rode it out.
Yes, sir. Sometimes you just ride the horse in the direction that it's going.
It's a good thing she's not listening.
Yeah. They don't have this on in the office.
Oh, listen, Steven, I talk about this with Hawk and Joe's actually. How long you been in radio?
43 years.
Yeah, I've been in it 10. My wife stopped listening. Yeah. Like, first two or three years, they listened, and then it's like, whatever. We know what's going
on. Just go do your job.
There's no way Mrs. Z's listening to 43 years. She doesn't give a damn what Joe says.
I came home one night, and am I interrupting your update? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joe. No, don't worry. Nothing I'm going to say is more important than this.
I came home one night in the middle of the night from a University of Miami basketball trip at about 4:40 a.m. I came into the door. It was the night that Jaquan Newton hit his like half court shot.
Yeah.
So I walked in. I'm still kind of alert. It was a pretty good game. Yeah. And, you know, it was an okay call, but it was the end of the game. And we won the game at Carolina. And a few people were buzzing around about the half court shot. At 4:40 a.m. And she said, "Did you win?" I said, "Oh, yeah, we won." "How?" "A half court shot." "Okay." Yes. Not like, "How was your call? Did you nail it? Was it good? Is it something I'm going to hear in the morning? Was it lousy? Should I be prepared?"
Joe, okay. The CFO of the big companies, their wife doesn't care what they do. I don't know why we would think our wives care what we do.
Okay.
It is what it is.
See you later. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Put it all out there on the radio and then act brave and then really hope no one listens like your wife or a friend of your wife and relays that message to her. Way to go, Josie. That is a true radio professional move. I admit to all types of crimes and all types of craziness here on the radio because you're my friend. You and I are close like that. I can do that. It's just I don't always realize that other people can be listening in on our personal conversation like the one we're having right now. And I'm telling you, go to my TikTok page. That thing gets crazy. You're like, "You think I'm wild on the radio?" I don't have FCC regulations on TikTok. I've only made one video. It's pretty wild, okay? I can say that. Some skin is showing. There's some booze flowing. It was made at 2:00 in the morning last night. Yeah, at Dan Day Radio on TikTok. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, one day OnlyFans. This TikTok is a stepping stone to OnlyFans. OnlyFans knows I exist now. They retweeted one of my tweets earlier today. So follow me on all the social media platforms. Trust me, I'm going to make it worth your while. And watch my videos. I've got the weekend off, or at least Saturday off. So I'm going to be throwing down some crazy TikTok videos at Dan Day Radio. Speaking of craziness, I don't know if you saw or heard this New York Yankees turning of a triple play against Toronto the other day. The numbers on it are crazy. It went back and forth and back and forth. 50 different players touched it. It seemed like it's 1-6, 5-8, 4-3, 8-2. Better yet, let's just listen to it right now. Hopefully you don't get too confused.
Chop slowly. Oh, there's a situation at third. The throw is to first. Now they'll throw to second. Runners are hung up. They're going to come home with the throw. They have Simeon in a rundown. He's tagged out. Throw to third. It's a triple play. They pulled a triple play. Second one of the year, and this one falls under the heading of Funky.
I don't know if I've ever actually watched a live triple play, much less been there in person. Got to get out to more Marlins games. I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution. I know you're like, "Dan Day, it's only the middle of the year." I know, but you got to long-term these things. So I think going forward, whenever the new year does come, I'm going to try to go to more Marlins games. And I really should because my downstairs neighbor, one of my dudes, Nathan, he works for the Marlins. He's on their field crew. Like, he's the grass expert or something. He has a college degree from NC State, so he knows what he's doing. He's not just a guy that cuts grass and stuff, but don't go to any games, really. I don't have a lot of time. I'm always doing trivia, or I'm always here at the radio station. I love both of them. I love both of them. Here at the radio station, this is my fun time. I'm always having fun. Trivia is wild. I'm pretty much out every single night. Not tonight, though. I'm going home, hanging out with Giuseppe and Nathan, having some beers, laying low for a little while. I have off tomorrow. That means I'm going to the beach as long as it's not raining. Even if it's cloudy, I'm going to the beach. I'm going to have some beers, maybe some mangoritas. Just have a good time. But yeah, I'm always seeming to be working. Like Thursday night over there, Duffy's in Plantation. It was wild. It was crazy. It's always a good time. I'm out there hosting trivia. Stay out there and DJ pretty much afterwards. Manager Nikki and the whole team over there, so good to me. So great. The people there, so fun. But I get home finally after everything. It's about 2:00 in the morning. I say, "Man, let me try to figure out this whole TikTok thing." And I figured it out. I posted my first video. I think it's hilarious. It's gotten over 300 views last I checked, and the views just keep going up and up and up. So at Dan Day Radio TikTok. And man, follow me. Watch my videos. I've got some crazy creative ideas. I used to do Facebook Live all the time back in New Orleans when I was on the radio. Rave reviews. TikTok's my new thing. I'm going to be getting crazy on it all weekend long. In fact, I'm going to get crazy on TikTok and around my apartment in North Beach right now because my time is up and the weekend is here. But let's get together on Monday or get together on TikTok this weekend. Nonetheless, let's get together on Monday for sure for another edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.